With calls for action against big tech, the industry is fighting back with worsening public opinion polls. This is Don Rush. Gallup found 45% of Americans have a very or somewhat negative view of these firms, and there are fears by the industry of efforts to break them up. Steve Del Bianco is president and CEO of NetChoice, and Carl Sabo is general counsel. They say the overall numbers don't reflect the true public sentiment. We begin with Carl Sabo.
When those polls were taken, they asked the obscure question, do you support breakup? Most people shrug their shoulders and say, sure, why not? They don't see the cost. But what we did was we delved a little bit deeper in this polling, and we said, well, if this breakup leads to X, would you still support it? And they said overwhelmingly, no, we will not support it. Here's an example. 60% of Americans opposed breaking up Amazon if it meant that two-day delivery options were no longer available. 59% of Americans opposed separating Google and YouTube if it meant they had to pay for YouTube, which is free today. 52% of conservatives and 48% of liberals opposed breaking up Facebook if it meant that a foreign tech company were able to take a sizable share of the markets, and 57% of Americans opposed breaking up Apple if it meant iPhones were more vulnerable to being hacked. And this is what we did with this poll.
Well, one of the reasons I think why people have suggested that there be some kind of breakup is because they have concerns about the dominance of these individual companies. Whether it's the kind of information they get or the distribution of their own personal information. How do you address that? I mean, some people suggested some kind of regulatory system for this. I mean, because there are legitimate concerns about what these companies do with their data and what they're doing to the data that they get.
This is Steve. It's possible that concerns over privacy and the management of our data are legitimate and need solving. And if so, our state and federal governments have plenty of very specific tools to regulate privacy and data management on companies. So if lawmakers and Americans have specific concerns like that, they should explore those targeted solutions, the Federal Trade Commission, for example. But breaking up tech is like taking a sledgehammer to the industry, and that will do nothing to address specific concerns about things like privacy.
What about the concern that dominance of these tech companies creates sort of monopolistic situations where perhaps innovation is not necessarily going to take place, or that they squeeze out others who have some kind of innovative ideas? I mean, we've seen some of that, obviously, in the past.
Carl, you know, there has never been more choice, more opportunity, and more competition than we're seeing today because of the tech industry. Today, the barriers to entry, the ability for anyone to jump online, create a competitor, are incredibly low. Think about it historically. If you're a small business, how would you ever compete with the big guys? How would you ever convince them to walk to your store rather than the omnibus store? Well, because of the internet, now those small businesses can reach out and find those customers. And more specifically, they can find the particular customers who are looking for exactly what they're selling, their niche items. So how is that made possible? It's because these large, innovative platforms have actually made it easier and cheaper for small businesses to advertise, to find the customers, and that's all done because of the size and scale. Simultaneously, what you're seeing is because of these large platforms, we're able to better communicate. We're able to better find the things that we're searching for, and we're able to find more choice and lower price.
Steve Del Bianco is president and CEO of NetChoice, and Carl Sabo is general counsel. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.